Abner, did you notice that sound just then?
What?
Was it our ring?
Oh, did the telephone ring?
Oh, for pity's sake. Hello, John Downstore.
I know that I'm waiting.
Yeah, this is Lyman Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Miss Blevins swears up and down there's $1 million worth of stole jewels in that trunk, Lum.
Oh, the whole thing is so silly, Abner. A few busybodies can get a little rumor going. The first thing you know, you're right smack in the middle of some kind of a crooked deal.
Well, now, none of them believes you're a crook, Lum. They all agree on that.
Well, now, that's right sweet of them, ain't it? Bless their little ornery, dried-up souls.
And every one of them agrees on one more point, too. Somebody stole a trunk full of valuables and left it in a depot on a purpose. Whoever it was wanted to wait till the excitement blowed over, then they could get it out of there without anybody getting suspicious. But then you went and bought it right out from under their noses. Now they'll be after you.
Dad, blame it. If I don't stop them from flapping their jaws all over the place, every crook in the country will be after that trunk. And they won't care what they do to get it, neither. Abner, I'm liable to get murdered.
Well, now, Lum, you can't stop folks from talking. I know that.
I've got to. Let me get to the phone here.
Well, now, don't go telling folks what's in there, Lum. You really will be advertising.
I ain't going to tell them. I got another idea.
Well, now, nobody will believe there wasn't nothing in the trunk, Lum. They'll know you're fibbing. That'll just make it worse than ever.
Just believe it to me, yes.
Okay.
Hello, this is Lum Edwards.
There goes the
Who phone. Is this? Oh, I'm sorry, Sister Simpson. I reckon I give your telephone ring by mistake. I meant to call Larry Hodgkin's liver stable. Yeah. Oh, I accidentally got a hold of an old set of harness by mistake. It's kind of wore out, but I thought maybe Ira'd be able to use it. It's more than likely worth $5. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I bothered you, Sister Simpson. You don't know if nobody wants an old set of harness, do you? I've got an old trunk I'll throw in with it.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Well, thanks just the same, Sister Simpson. Sorry I got you by mistake. Goodbye. Yeah, that'll take care of that.
Lum, you ain't got no old harness for sale.
Of course I ain't.
What in the world you tell Sister Simpson you had a set of harness you wanted to sell to Ira Hodgkin's firm?
Because if I told her that's what I found in the trunk, she wouldn't have believed it. But my making it sound like I was trying to get a little something out of a bad bargain I made, she's dead certain that's what I found in the trunk. A old set of harness. Don't you get it?
Well, if that ain't the smartest thing I ever hear.
I thought so.
No, Lum, you're a genius. A genius. And you never come right out and told her a lie, neither.
Of course not. In 5 minutes, you'll have it all over town. That's what I found in the trunk. The old set of harness.
Well, sure she will.
And folks will believe her, too.
Oh, sakes alive, of course. Folks just love to believe a feller got himself into a mess of trouble. But they'd a whole lot rather believe he'd made a silly dope out of himself.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that'll just tickle some of them to death to find out you went and paid $100 for a trunk full of wore-out harness. You'll be known as a brainless moron.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Idiot, stupid, lunk-headed nincompoop.
Well, there'll only be a few of them who think that, Adam. Most of them.
Yeah,
folks
they'll is. Think up a lot of gooders on you, Lum. Looney Lum, old D-brain, the only jackass in town that carries his harness around the trunk. Hot dog.
Now, cut that out, Abner. This ain't no time to laugh, anyway. We're still in trouble here. We've got to figure out what to do with this trunk full of pearl necklaces and stuff.
What do you keep saying we all the time for?
Because this is our store and the trunk's in here. This stuff's been stole. We're both guilty of receiving stolen goods.
Oh, Lord, me alive.
But at the same time, there might be a big reward out, too. There is, you get half.
Hooray, that's what I like, reward. How much of a reward is there, Lum?
Well, I don't know how much. And for goodness sakes, calm down and let's figure this thing out step by step.
Good.
Maybe all this stuff ain't been stole. Maybe some old miser left it there in the freight depot and died without making no will. In a case like that, me and you are more than likely millionaires.
Hooray, hooray.
Then there's the possibility that the trunk just got sent to the wrong place and the owner's still looking for it.
Well, what's the address on the trunk, Lum? Let's send it back to him.
Well, I look for that. It's all smeared up so you can't make it out. One thing we ain't thought of, Abner, maybe all this jewelry ain't no good.
You mean them pearls ain't real?
It could be real, or they could be imitations, or they could be cultured.
Cultured?
Yeah, them kind are valuable, too, of course. I read about them once. They get cultured pearls from cultured oysters.
I always thought cultured meant smart and polite, like society folks.
Well, that's only one meaning of the word, I believe.
Who ever heard of a polite oyster? Or a smart oyster, either?
Well, they're smart enough to raise their own pearls. Can you do it?
Yeah, they ain't smart enough to keep them after they raise them all. Let some fella come along, pry them open, grab their pearls. I'd say them oysters are just plain dumb.
They ain't dumb, Abner. They're just too polite to say anything.
Wind up in a stew.
Now, come on, help me figure out what to do with this stuff. I reckon the best thing to do is just pack it up and take it to the police. And if there's a reward for it... Well, for goodness sakes, here comes old Squire Skimp snooping around again. Now, don't say nothing, Abner, whatever you do. Act dumb. And that oughtn't to be hard for you to do.
Hey, gentlemen, gentlemen, how am I good friends today?
Oh, tolerably, I reckon, Squire.
Come in, Squire. Hey, Squire, did you ever hear of a polite oyster?
Abner Hesha.
How's that, Abner?
Nothing, Squire. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to have a little talk with you.
Before you get started, Squire, there's a little matter of $240 you owe me for canceling that lease I had on your office over there.
That was more or less of a joke, you see.
Joke? Nothing. When you thought you heard somebody talking inside this trunk, you ran out of here like your coattails was on fire. You promised to cancel the lease if I never taken the trunk over to that office.
Oh, that. It was quite a joke, wasn't it? Everybody in town got a kick out of it, Lum. Of course, I knew all along it was Ulysses S. Quincy down there under the floor. But I went along with you on it, Lum. I sort of helped with the fun.
Fun nothing. You was just as scared as the rest of them. Now, give me my money.
Lum, if you insist now, I think we can work out a deal. As a matter of fact, I've got a new line of insurance that you might be interested in.
I don't want no new line of insurance. I want my $240.
We'll get to that in just a second, Lum. First, I'd like to talk to you about that set of hornets you got for sale for $5.
Uh-huh.
I got the information from Sister Simpson's grapevine.
Did you hear about that already?
Well, I do know, Squire. You won't believe this, but not 5 minutes ago, Lum called Sister Simpson.
Abner.
Now, Lum, you as much as advertised a set of hornets and a trunk for sale here in the store. Now, there's only one trunk that I know of, and I don't see any worn-out hornets, so I presume it's still in the trunk. I'm here as a legitimate customer to buy that trunk full of hornets. And if it so happens there ain't hornets in there, I reserve the right to keep the contents if I so desire. Furthermore, if you refuse to make the sale, I can have you slapped into court for fraudulent advertising. I've got witnesses all over town. Everybody's talking about it.
Squire, you're going to take your $5 and your new line of insurance and your long talk and your big idea of getting that trunk away from me right back to your office that I ain't got no lease on no longer. And you're going to sit down and write me a check for $240. And when you come back here and give it to me, if I've still got it, I might talk trunk with you. Now, get out of here.
Hey, you haven't heard the last of this, Lum. I think I know how to deal with stupid people.
Yeah. Granny.
Oh, you must have scared him, Lum. He's running. Look at him. Reckon he's found out what's in the trunk, Lum?
No, I don't think so, Abner. I think he's seen through my little idea of phoning Sister Simpson, though. He's the only one that would. I'd forgot about him.
Well, let's just stick some old hornets in the trunk and sell it to him.
No, Abner. Squire can be any kind of a skinflint he wants to, but I'm staying honest.
Well, I reckon that's best.
Now, let's get the straps back on this trunk, Abner. I'm going to take it over to Hot Springs to the police.
Yeah, get shut of it. I believe that's a good idea, Lum. That's a good idea. Just take it over there to them, tell them you bought it, but... Hey, was that all right?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Good.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. Lum Eddard's doing the talking. Wait a minute, who is this? Hold on here. Who are you? Hello?
Lum, what's the matter? Who was it?
I don't know, Abner.
Huh?
A man's voice I never heard before. And he said, Eddards, get wise. One false move with that trunk and you're a dead duck.